Time for pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. Pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And joining me, head coach of the Esack County Raider Boys soccer team, head coach Sam Ellis. And coach, already played one this week as your team took on Atlantic. A game that took all the time it possibly could, ended in PKs, but your team gets the victory. Walk us through what you saw in that. One of two road games this week for the team.
Yeah, Monday ended up being a late night, but it was a positive result for us. And there are a lot of things to be happy with during that game, too. We moved the ball better than we ever have. We took what they were given to us. We put a ton of shots and a ton of shots on goal. We played 100 minutes, and every one of those kids played absolutely with the most effort they could. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of the way they played.
Talk us through, some listeners may not be familiar with the Atlantic team, but if it's similar to what it was last year, they kind of have a park the bus mentality on the defensive side, which leads to these low scoring games. Walk us through what you saw in the way Atlantic played this game. Obviously, you guys end up getting the win, but just kind of how they go defensively and offensively in the matchup.
Yeah, they are a defensive heavy team, looking to counterattack when they can and getting shots on goal. And what usually happens, at least in Monday's game, we would get the ball and they would retreat back and then just put people in the way. They'd have six people, seven, eight in the box, and try to muddy up the waters in there. And they also had to have a goalkeeper that's very sound positionally. He's always in the right position to make you force you to take the worst shot you possibly, the worst shot out of that you can, instead of having a wide open goal. And we had opportunities on corner kicks and everything else that we just didn't, that we wide open opportunities that didn't go in. But yeah, they like to play back, and then they'll try to get the ball out. Their point guy who's leading them, their center striker, and we did a really good job of shutting him down for the most part and denying him the ball and forcing them to go to a different game plan.
Talk about, from a team perspective, I feel like this is kind of a different looking offense and defensive scheme that you saw on Monday against Atlantic. How does that help you going forward, seeing a different scheme than probably what you're used to seeing for the most part this season?
Well, it makes you have to execute and find a window and find open shots, and I just sometimes you have to get in there and make sure that you're scoring off of ricochets and everything else. It makes you have to be more efficient when you're in your offensive third. Counterattacking is one thing, but this, you have to make the right pass and get the right opening, or go from a good pass to a better pass. So it forces you to think and be efficient.
You look at the PKs during that, your team ends up getting the win. Walk us through what you remember about that penalty kick period as your team ended up getting the victory against Atlantic.
Once we went to PKs, I thought we had a pretty good chance. We have to choose five penalty kickers. I thought we had probably seven, eight that I was super comfortable with putting in there. And then also with our goalkeeper, Luke Wormann, I had no doubt in my mind he was going to give us everything he had. And he's a smart player. He looks at their hip. He reads body language. And he had three saves in that. And we made three of our goals. Didn't even get to our last kicker. So I thought that I was confident in there. And I know the kids were confident going into that PKs too.
It's part of the pregame show, again, chatting with head coach Sam Ellis. The pregame show brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now, coach, you get geared up for Carroll, your second game this week, slated for three as Kemper got added to the slate for tomorrow. Talk about what we're seeing, expected to see against Carroll tonight. A team that comes in on a five-game losing streak, but it always seems like a battle when you play them.
Yeah, they're going to give us everything they have. They're extremely confident against us. We're just going to have to just basically get through their initial surge and play our game and possess the ball and move and then play just solid defense and force their defense to out of position a little bit and put shots on goal, put shots on frame and around the goalkeeper, not to the goalkeeper.
And then last question for you, coach. Talk about some of the, I don't know if challenge is quite the right way to put it, but the team slated for three games this week, which would be the most of any week you've played on the varsity side so far. How do you get the team prepared for that? You know, you had a week last week where you didn't have one. The week before was two games. It's kind of been two games has been the high. You get three this week. How do you prepare the team for that?
Basically, just tell them it is what it is, and we'll take one game at a time, and then prepare for the next one to see where we're at. We don't have the luxury right now of depth, so we're just going to play today's game to win it, and then tomorrow see where we're at, and then adjust.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Should be a fun one tonight as you take on Carroll. Thank you for the time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
And that was head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Raider Boys Soccer. It's part of the pregame show. The pregame show brought to you by Schmidt Construction right here on KKIA.